Benedict is in Cameroon on the second day of his pastoral visit to Africa, his first to the continent as Pope. Situated in West Africa, Cameroon has a population of around 18 million people, of whom more than a quarter are Catholic. After spending just over 3 days in the Cameroonian capital of Yaoundé, the Pope will fly on to Angola for the second and final leg of his week-long trip to the continent. In Angola, the focus of his visit will be on celebrating the 500th anniversary of Christian evangelization there and encouraging the country in its reconciliation process after nearly 3 decades of civil war. The Pope is scheduled to return to Rome on Monday, the 23rd.
Among the many challenges facing you in your responsibility as pastors, the situation of the family is of a particular concern. The difficulties arising from the impact of modernity and secularization on traditional society inspire you to defend vigorously the essential values of the African family and to give high priority to its thorough evangelization.
In that extract you just heard, Pope Benedict was speaking to the Catholic bishops of Cameroon on Wednesday morning in a wide-ranging address delivered partly in French and partly in English. Our correspondent travelling with the Pope is Festus Tarawali from Vatican Radio's Africa programme, who filed this report from Yaoundé on that meeting with the bishops.
The church in Cameroon has some characteristics that makes it unique. It's bilingual. It's young, but also very vocal and attentive to the concerns of the citizens of this country. It is a growing church and a church that is used to big papal events, but it is also a church that is facing many problems in its fight against corruption and injustices, the spread of sects, superstitious beliefs, and the watering down of the faith. Against this backdrop, Pope Benedict XVI, in his meeting with the 31 bishops of this country on Wednesday, called on them not to relent in their fight against these ills, saying that first and foremost they should be united by a profound communion with one another if they are to undertake their mission of evangelization. The Pope exhorted the pastors to follow the model of St. Paul in this year dedicated to the apostle by being themselves above all preachers of the faith, leading new disciples to Christ. The Holy Father then spoke about the urgency of pastoral solidarity, which should be extended with generosity to the other local churches. He called on the bishops to follow with particular attention the candidates to the priesthood, the Christian families, the lay people and the youth, and to promote the rights of women. In this way, he anticipated his meeting with women in Angola this Sunday. Be the first defenders of human rights of the poor and promote the church as a family of God, founded on love, on reconciliation and peace, Pope Benedict XVI told the bishops during the cordial encounter. The meeting took place at a simple church in the neighborhood of Chinga. Christ Roi, or Christ the King Church, is one of the most important churches in Yaoundé. It was here that President Paul Biya got married years ago. With this talk to the bishops, so rich in contents and considering the atmosphere in which the meeting was held, the Pope has in a way interpreted the expectations of many Catholic faithful I have spoken to since my arrival here on Saturday. With the Pope in Cameroon, I am Festus Tarawali.
Earlier on Wednesday, the Pope paid a courtesy call on Cameroon's President Paul Biya at his residence, where the two men held private talks. After lunching with the bishops at the Apostolic Nunciature in Yaoundé, the Pope travelled to the Basilica of Mary, Queen of the Apostles. Here he was due to celebrate Vespers with the bishops, priests, religious, seminarians, deacons, lay movements, and with the representatives of other Christian denominations in Cameroon, and deliver an address to the gathering.